station.
Ho, yo, yo. It is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee. And I'm sitting here with my large cup of tea. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and it is so good. It's so yummy. Oh, I think I might be a little bit dehydrated again today. I need to find something else to drink. See if I can take on some water. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Today is another indoor day. We're staying indoors on this lovely Saturday, because it's a little bit too cold to go outside today. It's about 40 degrees F, which is just about the limit. If it was a little bit warmer, I'd think about it, but it's cloudy. It's been raining. They're calling for more snow, but I don't know if that's really going to happen. But since it rained all day yesterday and all night, and it was windy last night too, everywhere is going to be muddy. So, at least we're not out in the mud. So we're avoiding getting dirty and avoiding being frozen. And what are we doing instead? Well, I've been watching the Six Nations Rugby Tournament final game here. And it's almost over. There's only about 3 or 4 minutes left. And this game is being contested by England and Ireland. Ireland is winning. They are well ahead. Current score is 24-10. Ireland leading. And it looks like there was just an attempted try by England. Are they not calling it? What's the deal here? Oh, apparently, no, that was a lost possession. That's not going to count as a try. Ireland gets the ball back. No, I lied. It's a line out for Ireland. Okay, that works. They win the line out. They manage to get it off their goal line. They get about 5 yards, and England is smothering them. So they try to bring it out, not getting anywhere past the 5-yard line. And that's going to get called. Oh, I'm surprised it didn't. Oh, England's got 2 minutes to score like 3 tries to win this game. England recovers the ball. They've got it out about 15 yards out from their try zone. They're swinging the ball out wide. Oh, and there's a pass that didn't get caught. England just managed to throw the ball out of bounds. So, oh, here comes my cat, Pippa. Hey, Pippa, you want to watch? Nope. Pippa does not want to watch any rugby. See you later. Okay, so here we go. England's on the attack again. They're at the 5-yard line, trying to get the ball back out to their dudes. And they're going to stop play once again with 1 minute left to play. Everybody's wearing Canterbury of New Zealand. The Irish are wearing Canterbury. The English are wearing Canterbury. And the referee is wearing Canterbury. Canterbury of New Zealand is a sports apparel manufacturer out of Canterbury, New Zealand. And they mostly make rugby jerseys.
And I'm sure they make other jerseys too. You could wear these as football jerseys if you were so inclined. All right, so there's scrum on the 5-yard line, and then the scrum collapses, but the penalty was given to England to begin with. They make it to the 5-yard line, get smashed up. They're taking it out wide. Denied. They're 2 yards from their own goal line, and they can't get it in. The green of the Irish is just smothering them. They bring it back out. Oh, and that was a mistake because they're just getting clobbered by the Irish now. England has managed to retain possession, but they've lost at least 30 yards of field possession or field position. Man, I'm kind of out of it today. Well, that's okay. Oh, and they're still fighting forward. England is. We are into extra time. As soon as the play goes dead, the game will be over. So, England is still pushing. Pushing. I don't know what Ireland's worried about. You know, they could just let them score. And as soon as they kick the point after the try, the game would be over. But no, they want to maintain a 14-point lead, apparently. This is where the strategy is a little bit weird. And play stops, but the game keeps going because the referee was playing advantage on a penalty. England takes their penalty kick. They kick it to themselves, grab the ball, and start pushing forward once again. They're trying to get that one last try, but Ireland isn't going to let them have it. Oh, and they go wide to the near side. And England scores a try. 15-24, Ireland. So they'll put the kick up, and that kick's going to be from a pretty hairy angle. I wonder if I should check the mail. Has the mail come yet? I'm looking for some mail. Somebody send me some mail. Oh, I feel sluggish today. Why am I so sluggish? Well, I can tell you why. I stayed up kind of late. And I was tired when I went to bed, so I thought, oh good, I'm going to sleep well, I'm going to sleep through the night. No. That didn't happen. I woke up 3 hours later. At about 7:40. And I looked at the clock, and I didn't... My mind sort of thought, oh, I've been sleeping in the afternoon, and it's 7:40 p.m. And, oh, no, I slept too long. Then, no, I realized, no, this is morning. I'm kind of confused. Okay, here comes the kick from England. It's about 1 meter from the touchline. The kicker, he's thinking about it. He steps into it. Boing! And it's wide to the near side. And that's it. That is the end of the game. Final score, England 15, Ireland 24. Excellent. Hooray. So that was fun. What else was I going to do? I sat down here thinking I got to check something on TV. Oh yeah, I got to see when my racing is on. My supercross racing, my motorcycle race. So we flip over to the schedule, we scroll up a few channels, and we go na 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 na. Scrolling forward, there it is. Okay, 7 o'clock tonight at 10 p.m. Maybe Eli Tomac will do something crazy again. You should have seen last week's race. Last week's race at Daytona was crazy. First of all, Eli Tomac and Cooper Webb in their heat race were battling it out. They were first and second. And then they crashed each other and managed to finish that heat like 6th and 7th respectively. So they still went through. And then during the final race, you know, the big main event race, oh, it was crazy. Eli Tomac got knocked down, crashed right out of the gate. And so by the time he went through the finish line on the first lap, he was in last place, dead last, 22nd. And over the next 20 minutes, the length of the race, he managed to get back into second place. He passed 20 or 21 guys. Oh my God, it's so crazy. And finished second. It was unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. So what's my cat doing? Okay, she's cool. All right, so now I'm flipping over to football. And here we have Liverpool and Watford. Liverpool 2, Watford 0. And that's going to halftime. So we got nothing to see for a while. So we might as well go out and check to see if I've got any mail today. Ooh. As he gets up and puts on his shoes. What time is it? Has the mailman been here yet? Let's step into the garage. Oh. Yeah, it's a little bit cloudy today. What's the wind like? Well, at least the wind has died down. It's not too bad out here, actually. All right, what's in the mailbox? Oh, we got some stuff in here. What do we got? We got one junk and one real mail. And this real mail is a bill. Just another bill from my doctor's office. So the junk mail goes in the recycle bin. And the other mail comes inside with me. There's my cat, looking out the window. Alright, well, another bill. And this, why does this one seem so thick? I don't know. Maybe it's super extra bill. Maybe. We better check this out. We'd better see what this business is all about. So take off my glasses so I can read. Get out the old letter opener. Open the envelope. And what do we got in here? Another envelope. Oh my God. Yeah. That's a bill. I haven't seen one like this, though. This one is different. But that's okay. All right. So we'll put that. Put that right here. And oh, what is it, baby? You want to see my medical bill? It's a lot of dollars. It's a lot of dollars I don't have. What do you think about that? Why don't you give me some kitty meows? What's you doing? What are you doing up here? I was just coming up here to open the mail. You want to go back down and watch football? Okay, where are you going? Where's the kitty going? Oh, she's walking over here to her cup of water. Do you want some water? Maybe not. Oh, this kitty water's exceptionally low. We gotta get you some kitty water. Yes, I'm getting it for you. Filling up the cup full of kitty water for the baby. Man, I've got sinus problems today. I think it's because of the weather.
You know, it was warm for a couple days, and then it was cold, and it was really cold overnight. Did that mess with my sinuses? I think it did. So I've been having all kinds of drainage problems today. Maybe I just need some more tea. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So delicious. Oh, I don't know how to explain it. But man, I really love drinking tea. Yeah, so, okay. Nothing interesting in the mail. Not like yesterday. Yesterday I got one good thing in the mail. It wasn't money, but it was almost money. Yesterday in the mail, I received my annual birthday lottery coupon. Yeah, so I'm on a special mailing list that I put myself on purpose with the Nebraska Lottery. And so every year in the month of March, which is my birth month, they send me a coupon for a free lottery ticket. And this year, it is a free $1 2x2 quick pick. Redeemable at all participating Nebraska Lottery retailers. Must be 19 years old. Please play responsibly. Problem gambling helpline 1-800-522-4700. That is 1-800-522-4700. Coupon must be redeemed by midnight Monday, December 31st, 2018. So this is good all year. And so I will eventually take it to a lottery retailer and get my free lottery ticket, and maybe I will win $1 bazillion. No, this is not a big game. I think the maximum prize for this game is like $20,000 or something like that. It doesn't say on it, but I can't remember. This is just one of many free lottery ticket coupons I will receive this year. I get some via email as well. And that's always fun. So it's springtime. It's my gambling season. I got my free lottery ticket. Woohoo! All right, where am I at with this tea? Oh, yeah. Oh, it's so delicious. Oh, here comes Pippa. Hi, Pippa. I filled up your water bowl. I filled up the kitty water bowl earlier because it was bone dry. So somebody might be a thirsty kitty right now. Thirsty kitties. Ooh. Okay. So what else was I going to do? Oh, I got to check. Got to check to see if my cartoons are on tonight. Oh, wait. Yeah, it's Saturday. So not my regular cartoons. What do we have for anime tonight? What am I going to watch? Oh, we got nothing until 1:30 a.m., at which point I will watch Space Dandy, and then Cowboy Bebop, and then Ghost in the Shell, Standalone Complex second gig. So that'll be fun. That will be fun, and I can watch that after I watch. That'll be right when my other show ends. But we should also check to make sure there's no highlights on late tonight. Any football highlights on late? No, because the Paralympics are on. That's right. And you know what's weird is I sort of thought that... Why am I thinking this? I sort of thought that this weekend was an FA Cup weekend, but I guess that's next weekend. So, you know, somebody's not paying attention. That would be me. And I should also check the other movie channel. Nothing. So I guess we're good. Oh, boy. You know what else I've been thinking? I've been thinking I want to eat a taco. Am I going to have to go to Alvarado's today? I do have a few spare dollars. And I have just enough to buy one taco.
which is about $3.50. These are pretty big tacos. You've heard me talk about Alvarado's tacos before. You've even seen photographs of them. These tacos are so big that it's really two tacos. And it's a good thing they give you two tortillas, because then you can make it into two tacos, and it's easier to eat. If you try to eat it all, the taco as it is, you can't pick it up and eat it, because it's so much stuff on two little tortillas that, yeah, good luck. I mean, you could eat it with a fork, but that's not very taco-y. So instead, what you do is you split it up and turn it into two tacos, squirt a little lime juice on it, add a dash of Tabasco sauce. Mmm, yummy, yummy tacos. Or I could go to the store. Ooh, it's Saturday, though. Going to the store on a Saturday afternoon is always kind of questionable. Not quite as bad as a Sunday, but still absolutely a nightmare. So I don't think I'm going to go to the store today. Not during prime time. Maybe I'll go to the store tonight. I do need to get some food. I actually have plenty of emergency food, but I don't have any decent food. Maybe I'll need to go buy some vegetables and some beef. Maybe I'll make tacos. Maybe I should start making tacos. Maybe I should just go buy a taco. I don't know. What do I feel like doing today? I have no idea. I have no idea. But the good news is the Liverpool and Watford game is starting back up here. And, oh, Firmino just fell down and looked like he got his legs swept. Yeah, that should have been called. Oh, well, you can't call them all. Right, Pippa? Pippa's over by her scratching post. She was scratching on it a little bit. That's a good baby, scratching on the scratching post. And not scratching on anything else. My cat loves to tear up the carpet. If you look around in here, you can see the little loops of carpet that have been pulled up by my cat, because she thinks that is just super fun to do. And then I have to pick her up and take her over to her scratching post and say, no, this is where we do kitty scratching. Oh, and lately she's been trying to claw my pillow, my new pillow. I guess she likes the way it feels, but gotta say no. Don't scratch the new pillow, scratch on the scratching post. And now Pippa's playing in her little fort. What's she doing? She's got her head stuck under a towel, and she's crawling under there. Kitties like to crawl under stuff. My cat loves to crawl into confined spaces and find little nooks and crannies to get into. That's kind of her thing. So I go out of my way to create funny little spaces for her, like her thunder huts and like her metal tornado shelter and like the open shelves. If I've never mentioned it, I've got bookshelves around my house, and I always leave some shelves blank or like half empty so that my cat can crawl up there and sit up there. Otherwise, the cat will sit there and pull books off the shelf. Because, you know, that's a fun thing for cats to do. Oh, yeah. So now, when was that? Well, not too long ago. I found this funny piece of plywood, a scrap piece of plywood in a dumpster somewhere. And it was, I don't know, it's just this sort of D shape that was cut out to make room for like a window well. And so I took this cutout and I screwed a couple of legs to it. I made this into sort of a low table. It only sits about, 20 centimeters or 8 inches tall on four little legs. And then I covered it in a towel. So now she has this little tent that she can crawl under or get on top of, and it's pretty fun. And she's crawling under it now. And the funny thing is a couple days ago, I don't know what I don't know what got me looking over there. Oh, I was moving some stuff around, and I noticed that there was like 4 or 5 socks hidden in this kitty tent. So my cat has been stealing my socks, and that's where she's been hiding them. My cat does love my socks. I don't know what it is. You know, take the clean socks out of the dryer, and I put them in the laundry basket. And I don't know if it's the warmth or the smell of them or what, but then she'll grab one and she'll play with it for like half an hour. And then the sock disappears. She hides it. That's my kitty. Loves to steal my laundry. And I think she has learned the difference between the decoy socks and the real socks. I have another laundry basket that has fake laundry in it. This fake laundry is old shirts that are so torn up and shredded that I can't wear them anymore. And a lot of old socks that have holes in them. And I like to use these old socks as dust rags and stuff when I'm cleaning. And I also use them as decoys. And so this laundry is not really laundry, but it's disguised to look like laundry. So my cat will, you know, hassle this laundry instead of the real laundry. We call it the kitty laundry. And yeah, sometimes the cat likes to sit in that basket in the socks and shirts. And that's pretty fun if you're a kitty. Yes, it is. Fun kitty stuff. Yeah, we love the laundry around here. And that reminds me, I got some laundry I need to do, really. I did some laundry the other day. Got some of my favorite shirts cleaned. Got them ready to go. And now that it's getting warmer, I need fewer blankets to sleep with. So I gotta take one of these blankets off off my bedroll here. And I should throw that in the laundry. Do I want to do that today? I could do that today. Yeah, I'll do that later. When there's nothing on TV. I don't really have anything I need to watch until 7 p.m. That's 5 hours from now. Once, though, I got football to watch. Wait, is there a late game today? Tobe checks for the late game. No late game today. But we do have Premier League Goal Zone after the game. Do we have any Men in Blazers tonight? No Men in Blazers. But we have gymnastics from Stuttgart, Germany. Oh, and we got a little bit of NASCAR racing today. So maybe I'll leave my TV on the NASCAR channel. Yeah, and that NASCAR wraps up just about when my racing starts. So, all right. I am looking forward to my Supercross motorcycle racing tonight. That'll be fun. And what else do I got to do today? Seems like there was one other thing. Oh, yeah, I have an idea for a weird little project that I got to figure out if I can actually do this. Do I have the brains to be able to pull this off? Do I have the electronic know-how to hack this project together? I don't know. We'll find out. And if it becomes interesting enough, it'll become an episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, which is a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this dubious, very, very dubious goals committee. And it's time for me to get out of here. I've got to start thinking about tacos and what other things I want to eat today. So I will talk to you later. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.